Joining us here on The Daily this morning to discuss what News Corp Australia's recent announcement means, we have the lovely Dr. Chrysanthi Giotis, a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Technology, Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Now, this announcement was quite a big one, but from 2008 to 2018 alone, we had 106 local and regional newspapers closed in Australia, and News Corp Australia has now shut down another 36 permanently. What are some of the challenges that surviving local and regional mastheads are currently facing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, from around 2007, you had researchers, particularly in the US where these changes were happening first, identify that local papers struggle in the new online environment. Basically, the thing that local newspapers always had going for them was the fact that they had a bounded community. And once you shift that news into the online environment, you lose that natural advantage. In fact, the opposite is the case. Scale is king in the online world. And it makes sense. Like, if you think about yourself when you're online, you might even go online specifically to look up something local, but then you get distracted, right? Mm. You see something from overseas, you see a really great infographic from the New York Times. Well, your local paper can't compete with that.
Absolutely. So, that's quite a competition.
Yeah, it is. And also you have the advertisers, like the big companies like Coles and Woolworths and McDonald's, who actually, you know, it makes more sense for them financially to go straight to the platforms, to go straight to your social media feed and not to advertise through the local newspaper. And where local newspapers have come back, so like in Broken Hill, where the community was really shocked by the fact that the paper would have to close down if something didn't happen, you had this amazing situation where that paper, which was actually started as a union paper, got an ex-mining executive on board and started calling up these companies and getting them to advertise again. You know, that just shows you how much these papers actually mean, even if the economics are a major problem in terms of future sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely. And that definitely shows the amount of desire to have that local news out. Your research dealt with how local and regional newspapers transition to online mm-hmm. format. What were some key things that you found in that research?
Well, look, one of the key things which you yourself and all the listeners will know is that we're less likely to pay for things online, more so than before. But even when we do pay for things online, it's things like Netflix. It's entertainment. You know, Australians are more willing to pay for entertainment online than they are to pay for news. And partly that's because we see online as an extension of TV and radio, because it's seen as electronic media. But especially in terms of covering local council, you know, TV and radio takes more time to put together and you don't have as much space. Whereas a newspaper, you know, as I used to do, you know, I'd go every Monday and Tuesday nights to the different council meetings and then I had time to write up the stories by the next day. And then the company had to give me time off and so it cost them money, but that was an investment that they could afford to make, you know, back in those days. And now as advertising has left and people don't read as much the physical paper, they're not able to make that investment.
Yeah.
And democracy suffers.
Oh, absolutely. And the whole issue of like the paywall for newspaper sites or online news sites is a big one because there's so many arguments on each side. And to be honest, both are fair. You need to be able to pay for news content. We need to be able to pay journalists. But on the other side, we need to have accessibility for people to get their local news.
Absolutely. This is such a good point. So another thing about the physical paper is that you actually have people who are reading it who aren't paying for it, right? So you have, you know, the figures vary, but it's 5 to 3 times as many people read a physical paper as actually bought it. So for every one paper bought, at least 3 to 5 people are actually reading it. You're reading it in the cafe, you're reading it around the place. Local news, especially suburban local news, has often been free, you know, subsidised by real estate, basically. So you actually do have this accessibility issue, 100%. You also find that news which is most difficult to produce is news that is for, you know, communities which have difficulties. So disadvantaged communities, that news needs really professional journalists in there. And so, again, that costs money. But when you do have a paper, again, poorest people who are counting every cent can actually flick through and see, okay, yes, it is really worth buying this. Mm. Whereas behind a paywall, you don't know really what you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but I just quickly wanted to ask you, with all these announcements coming through about closures or converting online for local and regional journalism, what do you think in the future, say 5 years, what local and regional journalism is going to look like?
Oh, that's such a tough question. I tell you what I'd love to see it looking like. I don't know if you've experienced this yourself, but there are, you know, areas around Australia where the local pub was threatened and has been bought by the community, you know, where you have cooperative ownership.
Yeah.
If we could see that, I would be a very happy person in 5 years' time.
That would be very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.